Today I'm speaking with Blake Corey with the Blake Corey Home Selling Team in Marietta, California. How are you today, Blake?
I'm great. Yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. I know you're a busy man, and I thank you for taking the time to share some of your experience and insight with us today. We are going to be talking about Facebook marketing, but before we dive into that, let's zoom out a bit and discuss how your business has grown in the past 12 months.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny, Christy, because my business has grown from almost nothing to a six-figure business with, you know, in pretty much in 12 months. It actually did it in less than 12 months. But right now we're in October. It's mid-October 2015. And last year, let's say March or April of 2014, I wasn't even selling real estate. I was a broker for a very long time, but never really practiced, never sold any real estate, never had a sphere of influence, and some traumatic life events had occurred before, and I was in a position where literally in March I had to close the office doors. All the agents had really left, and I had to go work from my house, and I was kind of in a corner in a really big bind. As a matter of fact, I mean, just to move into my house, I had to borrow money to put down as a deposit because it was getting that slim. And all of a sudden, things changed. And now here we are, fast forward a year, fast forward a little over a year, back in a big office. We're on our way towards, I think, 40. I'm on my way towards 40 sales, 40 closed sales this year. And in that period of time, we brought on about 4 new staff members to help. And just in the last six weeks to 2 months, we've really hit stride with our Facebook advertising. That's pretty much primarily the main source of our business. And so far, just in the last 2 months, I think last month, we produced 730 Facebook leads, Facebook buyer leads. Which ended up, I mean, appointments were happening almost every single day in this office. And what's amazing, Christy, that's just one campaign. That's just one ad campaign. That's not even, you know, the multiple ad campaigns that we are designing right now for different buyers. We literally took a segment of the market, we honed in on it, focused in on it, and then we ran our ads to that market. We haven't even hit the other side of the buyer's market or the seller's market. I mean, that was just one segment of the buyer's market, which, you know, completely transformed our business. And now I'm just getting to the point where I'm not really selling anymore. I'm not showing buyers. I'm occasionally going out there on appointments, to sign up sellers. Mm-hmm. But realistically, I'm sitting back managing and watching, you know, pretty much watching the office run itself.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about the Facebook marketing, because I know that, we started managing your accounts, probably about 5 or 6 months ago, and set up some ads, and, you know, with your help as well, to target a very specific type of buyer. Can you tell us a little bit about that campaign and why you decided to target that segment?
Sure. So that campaign, and it's kind of funny, Christy, because I'm helping a lot of I've asked to buy a big firm here in North America to coach on this specific subject. What we did is you can't really be everything to everybody, and especially you. Same with your ads, you can't be everything to everybody. So what we did is I found some success early on, probably the middle towards the middle to fall of last year, and it was going after not necessarily first time buyers. Yeah, a lot of them are first time buyers, but it was actually going after the market, the niche market that nobody really wants. And it was first-time buyers or buyers with very little to be able to put down. Mm-hmm. And so everybody knows, you know, a lot of people run ads, you know, zero down and things like that. And I ran one or two ads that way, wasn't really getting the best success. What I started to identify is I said, okay, well, let's run an ad like this. You know, what's the highest loan amount you can get for these types of loans and this and that and the next? And it was here in California, where I'm located, we have a lot of down payment assistance programs that enable buyers to buy homes with 0.5% down. Well, in my area, the maximum loan you can get for that program is right around $370,000. So I started working on it and saying, okay, well, we could do this, this, and this. And outside of my area, it goes upwards of over four. I said, well, why don't we run an ad, buy a home with only $2K down? You know, and that's what we actually branded. The whole campaign is branded as only $2K down, only $2K down. And all of a sudden, we were running ads for hot list of properties through Success Website. I mean, realistically, that is what is the number one source of our success with Facebook internet, Facebook leads, is running a hot list of properties. And we said a free hot list of homes that require only, you know, $2,000 down payment, you know, lists and addresses, you know, how you usually run the ad. And we targeted in on different cities. So instead of running it to a county, you know, we ran it to that specific city with that specific city name in the ad, and poof, all of a sudden it took off like a bat out of hell, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We're tracking conversions right now, but on average, we're paying under $3 a conversion. You know, conversion is, you know, for people in real estate, they always think it's, you know, a closed sale. No, but not with internet lead generation. A conversion is a name, phone number, email address. So we get their name, phone number, and email address of someone who's, you know, wants to download the free hot list of properties, and that's costing us under $3 a person. So you kind of do the math from there. We're spending less than $2,000 a month, and we're generating over 600 leads a month right now. It's absolutely amazing. And that's why I've been a huge, huge person out there preaching, you know, learn how to do ads, work with, you know, a great company like yours who builds these custom landing pages for me, and run your own ads. Figure out what your target market wants. Because I can tell you this, I was with some of the big boys before, some of these big internet marketers, the companies that sold you platforms and leads and this and that. And honestly, when I did the conversion cost, they were costing over $20 a conversion. I mean, I was pretty much, you know, right now for every 9 to 10 that I'm getting, it's the same cost as one. And I'm actually converting more now than I was before. Not, you know, not only a higher percentage, but also, I mean, it's a numbers game. And how could I really make a living off of getting 100 leads a month when the conversion is so small? I need more leads. And I really needed to find out what my market wanted.
Yeah. And once you tapped into that, then you found sort of an unlimited source of leads. So if you're getting, you know, hundreds of leads a month, like how many of those do you think you're converting? How many appointments would you say you get from those leads?
Well, I can tell you last week, it's funny. So for some of your listeners out there, I don't call any of the leads back. I have a full-time ISA, which is an inside sales agent. Her job is solely to come into the office every day, pick up the phone and call leads back, schedule appointments. And I actually just hired on a second part-time inside sales agent who's going to work nights. And because we have so many leads, it's ridiculous. But last week alone, she was able to schedule 18 both either face-to-face appointments or phone consultations with our lender. The great news is for this campaign, I don't even meet the buyer the first time they come in. I only meet them the second time they come in, once they've completed the loan application, gone through everything with our lender, because we found that that's been the best way of success with these types of buyers. Now, normal buyers who come in, yeah, I meet with the first time. But for us, I mean, she scheduled 18 last week alone. We're on pace. I mean, we have so many people in the pipeline right now. Our biggest problem is there's not enough hands on deck.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great problem to have.
It is. It looks like you're in the midst of taking care of that, you know, hiring some more people. So Blake, like how did you know you were onto something? I mean, we've sort of like skipped a couple of steps here, I think. You know, when did you realize that you could really make this system work for you? What was the tipping point?
Well, for me, it was a combination of things. Number one is, what, you know, like I told you before, I'm part of a huge mastermind coaching program that's got, you know, at least 300 to 400 of the top real estate professionals in North America. I mean, it costs thousands a month just to be in this group. So, I mean, you got to be, you know, they're making enough money to pay for just this thing for thousands per month. But I've really started to see we were coming up with something that nobody had ever done when I was giving feedback to the group, and people were just amazed. They were in shock. They're like, you gotta be kidding me. And at the same time, being asked to speak on this subject, going on stage and giving, an hour presentation on what we were doing and how we developed a process and a system. And to be honest with you, now I found myself leaning more towards, over the last 6 to 8 months, internet marketing or informational marketing more than just real estate marketing. And I found that what everyone is doing, what the 99% of the marketplace is doing, we weren't doing that. We were doing the complete opposite. What's funny is when I started to see that, I started to track what the most professional, what the best people in the business were doing, what the top 30, top 50 were actually doing, and they were all doing something similar. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely amazing. So, I mean, I can tell you in the last year, we don't do open houses. We just don't. And our entire business has been built on buyers. I mean, we've sold less than 7 or 8 listings this year. All of our business has been buyers, and that's where the majority of our leads are coming in. Now we're shifting our focus right now to buyers who own houses to get those listings. But I mean, imagine, I mean, most people, when they ask me, man, you must have a whole binder full of listings. No, we don't. The majority of our business has been buyer business, and a lot of it is right now. You know, most of these people who are coming in off these ads, a lot of them don't even qualify. They were just curious. And when I say qualified, they qualify to buy a house. They have down payment, but this just piqued their interest. And I was the first, we were the first team to call them back and show them value after that call.
So rather than choose to, follow the herd and sort of go after listings, you decided you were going to focus on buyers, specifically first time home buyers or a buyer who doesn't have a house to sell necessarily.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and we are going after the, that it's not necessarily just that market, but it's the way we did it. That was really the changing point. It was, we're not sending out 5,000, 10,000 postcards to a community. We're not doing anything like that. I'm a numbers guy. I want to see the best rate of return, the best return on investment. And I started to see that when I was being able to pick up leads for under five, under almost all of them under five, majority of them under $3 a piece, and then it became a numbers game. And then they filled up my database. Now, I mean, just last night, we were getting so busy, I'm actually putting on a 30-minute webinar on this information. And to give you an idea, just in the last 90 days, do you know how many contacts that I had in my database management system to send a blast email out to that inquired on this exact subject? Over 1,100 names, phone numbers, and email addresses.
Nice.
I mean, how many people are sometimes, I remember when I had agents in this business, I got a lead or two from an open house, 3 or 4. That is not how you become rich and wealthy in this industry. It's going to be a numbers game. It's how many people can you get in front of and ultimately convert.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think that the conversion is key. So let's talk a little bit about that. How does your sales funnel look? I mean, obviously, when you're getting this type of volume, you have to have systems in place. Why don't you share a little bit on that?
Oh, yeah. So I have a lot of automated systems, a lot of automatic emails that are going out with offers. You and I right now, we're working on a special project to get higher conversion rates immediately when the lead is coming in. And that's one thing I love. That's one thing I love working with you guys over at Success Website, is because, just when you and I met at the Anaheim conference, I came up, we sat out there with you, myself, and a couple other members of the mastermind group, and we started just running off some ideas. Hey, let's try this. And you went right back to the office and had your developers start working on it. But for me, it's a lot of automated systems. So I have a specific process that right after a lead comes in, I think it's within the first 30 days, I think it's five scheduled phone calls, four or five emails. Now those emails are different than the daily update, update of property emails. Mm-hmm. They're offer emails. They've got, offers built into those five special emails. It's about four automated text messages that go out. So besides the daily emails that they're getting within 30 days, we're touching them something like 14 times in 3 different methods. So, And then once, of course, if we're able to get them on the phone and get their address, then that starts an entire different sequence, which includes everything I just discussed, plus letters going out to them in the mail. It's not, for us, it's just not about picking up the phone. It's, you know, people communicate differently nowadays. It's just not phone. Phone is the best. I love phone. But some people prefer to communicate via email. Some people prefer to communicate via text. I mean, last week, I think four of the appointments were communicated via text. You have to identify what type of vehicle your prospect uses in their daily life to communicate. You have to get on that level because that's how you can start to build in trust. And trust is the key to getting a face-to-face appointment. It really is. For me, I'm a big phone guy for work, but I get tired of it. And so a lot of like the people who work for me, I say, just shoot me a text. It's easy for me to respond. Because I'll tell you, I have a soon-to-be 2-year-old daughter, and it's a lot easier for me to reply via text when I have a free moment than to call you back. If you're expecting a call from me, it might not ever even happen. And that's what you have to assume with prospect out there in the marketplace. Same thing. So that's kind of what our follow-up program looks like. But I can tell you this, we are always making some type of offer, both on the phone, via email, via text message. It's always some type of offer because we believe that, you know, everyone's at the bottom or at the top of the funnel. We want them to start moving themselves down to the peak. We want the cream to rise. So we know when we're making those types of free offers of something of really substantial value, and they say, yes, I want it, or yes, I want more information, that is telling us, okay, this is a prospect I'm going to spend a lot more time on. See, for us, you know, if they're not engaging with us at all, after 30 days, we're not going to spend any more necessary phone time or, you know, manual time to try and get in touch with them. We will let our automated systems work for the next 24 months. And actually, right now, Christy, I'm finishing up the process where over the next 24 months, we have emails, text messages, and automated things that go out to them to try and see if we can get them back to the table. Because not everybody's ready right now. You know, some people are just in the information gathering stage. And so we got to be prepared for that.
That's right. Yeah, you got to put them in the appropriate bucket. Right? It's either
exactly
now business, future business, or no business.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I tell my sales team at the same time. I'm actively always training my sales team, my inside sales team, that is. And I pretty much tell them, yeah, you have to put them into a bucket. Are they now? Are they future? Are they never? It's one of the three. So
tell us a little bit about the offers. You say you're making these offers. Can you give us an example of what
sure.
that would be?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So for our only 2K down business, I actually wrote a book. And I wrote a book on how to buy a home and with only $2,000 down payment. And it's California edition. And you can actually buy it on, you know, I put it on Amazon to bring credibility to the table. But it's a book. It's 2 CDs. One, I paid a professional company to interview me for 30 minutes on the book and the topic. And then the other CD, I had 3 past clients who all used a different program to jump on and kind of give their testimonial. So those two CDs, the book go in it, and then a sales letter, a 4-page sales letter goes in that as well. And that's what we send out. And the sales letter and the sequence of events that takes place after they get that package is to get them into the office for a consultation. So we provide that, you know, that information free. We send it to them overnight. In California, we have a special overnight system that costs us about $7. But that investment right there is about $15 a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's roughly what we're spending investing that, you know, we will get a return on that. I kind of call it my bomb, my buyer bomb, my only 2K down buyer bomb.
Mm-hmm.
We're right now working on our normal buyer one because, you know, with you guys over there, we were killing it. We were getting so many leads for pool homes when we were running pool home ads because that's what I've identified my move-up buyer wants in my market area. They want to go from a single-family house with no yard to a 4-to-5-bedroom house with a pool. That's our move-ups. And so now we're putting together an entire offer process for those move-up buyers, which includes, once again, a book that I'm writing on how to buy a home and, you know, the simple techniques to buying a home, you know, quick, easy, and for dirt cheap. and it's going to be specific to this market area. We're actually expanding into two new market areas, and so I just got to adjust the book accordingly to those areas. My lender's actually coming in and doing a DVD. It's a free home education guide DVD, which he goes over for about an hour, the different financing options. Once again, it will have a sales letter in there and one or two other goodies that we're just still trying to identify what those are. And once again, all of that is working in conjunction to show enough value to get them into the office. So, and then of course they get other things when they're here, certificates and all that mumbo jumbo. But for us, we're just trying to show how we're different. You know, we're the experts in our specific field, and we are, you know, the most well-known. So that's what we're trying to show. And especially only being in a year, we're competing against some of the biggest teams, you know, that have been here 6, 7, 10, 15 years, and we're staying pretty competitive. In my market area, the top 10, I think the 10, you know, the top 10 real estate agents or teams in the area, they ended somewhere around 40 last year. And right now we're on pace to be right around there. We may end up in the top 10 this year in the county. It's a very large county, a couple million people. And then next year we're projected to just go skyrocket, hopefully end up in the top 5, if not the top 3.
No, that's great. That's
Yeah.
great.
So
Yeah.
my, you know, and keep in mind that, you know, the number one team in this area does over 300 transactions a year.
Right. So you got a ways to go, I guess, until you hit that, but you certainly are on your way.
It's coming faster than you would think.
Yeah. So I mean, I think that by providing all of that content, all of that information, it really does position you as the expert. It does a lot to gain trust and to get people to, basically want to work with you. So
Absolutely. I mean, without that portion right there is absolutely huge, because one of the things that we don't do is, unless the prospect on the phone is giving us timing and motivation, and what I mean by that is really saying, I want to come in now, we usually don't even go for the appointment on the initial call. We will talk a little bit about it, but unless they tip their hand, we are just making an offer for this information. You know, allow us to send this to you right now. There's a lot of internet leads. They're not ready to make, you know, we found they're not ready to make the move next, you know, tomorrow. Some of them would like to make the move in the next, you know, 30 days or 60 days, but not tomorrow. You know, of course, I wouldn't make that type of offer to a sign call sitting in front of my listing. Well, instead of scheduling, you know, scheduling an appointment, let me send you a free book. No. You try to go for both right there at the same time. See what I'm saying? But, you know, these are internet leads. They're a different animal. If they're on your site, they're on 3, 4, 5 other sites. The bigger question is, how can you differ yourself and provide value to the prospect, you know, over all the other real estate agents and companies that they're either speaking to or they've opted in on their websites?
That's huge right there. And this is something that I hear from agents all the time, is that they'll make a couple of these calls, they'll generate some internet leads and make some calls and not be able to reach anyone, or someone maybe isn't ready to move, and they sort of give up. They think this doesn't work.
Oh yeah, it doesn't work. And like it, you know, and I will tell you this, internet leads, I think the national average of conversion on internet leads is 3%. And what I mean by conversion, actually taking to the closing table. So, you know, 3 out of every 100, you know, so that's only 1.5 out of every 50. Internet leads is a numbers game. So if you think you're going to come in and not do any work, I mean, even with your management, agents need to stay involved. They need to stay engaged. They need to look and review the ads with your team every so many weeks, every 2 weeks. What's working, what's not? What's our cost per conversion? How can we make it better? Ad copy is a huge thing. Testing different photos is a huge thing. We ran 10 ads. The copy was different, you know, two sets of different copy or text, you know, whatever you want to call it. You know, we had 5 of them have one set of copy, 5 of them had another, and then we changed the photos. So some of the photos were maps from the HDX site, some of them were photos of houses, and some of them were photos of clients. You know, holding up my sign, I have, you know, referral signs, people who buy houses with only 2K down stand in front of their houses and say, Blake bought this, you know, Blake helped me buy this house with only 2K down. And we test those as well, because then we can see what is capturing the audience's attention faster. Because you only have a couple seconds while they're scrolling through on Facebook, so you better make it count. And, you know, one of the things that I've seen, the best response so far is the HDX map page. Having a copy, you know, copying the map and putting it on there by far is working better than any other photo that I've seen.
Well, and that's another big topic is testing and tracking. So that is huge. And I think what you said there is really important, that even if you have a company such as ourselves, like Success, managing your ads and setting them up, you do have to be involved because you know your market better than we do, right? I mean, we know how to advertise. We know how to set up ads. We know how to write ad copy. We know how to target a specific market, but we don't know your prospects as well as you do, right? We need that information. And being able to test different ad copy, being able to test different photos, that is what ultimately leads you to a winning campaign that you can just put on autopilot and it's evergreen.
Well, yeah, and see, and this is why I'll say, I at one point in time earlier in the year, I was just trying to see, you know, what was the return on investment. I'm a big tester. So even like products, I like to test products out, see, you know, is it, you know, what's, why is this product better than the other, and so on and so forth. But I went to testing it, and I noticed that the type of leads that were coming in were generic buyer leads. No specifics. I couldn't get specific. I couldn't make a specific type of offer, because unless I could get them on the phone, I didn't know what they were looking for. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just an inbound Google lead. Like, okay, you know, I know the area. But other than that, I couldn't get specific. You know, these buyers, I'm able to get specific. I know what they're searching for. And that's what, you know, I've made my name for in the marketplace. And so now it's kind of like, that's why I love working with Success Website, is you're willing to get creative with me. You're willing to do those tests and see, because, you know, I've been talking to Jenny over at your office. She's called me and she goes, wow, I'm looking at your results. They're amazing. And that's because we've taken the time to test. We've taken the time to develop the process. And now you're right. Now it's on autopilot. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I go in there and we'll make little tweaks here and there to do some further testing. But this has become so wildly successful for me. I'm actually expanding into another county and tapping into that area because I've seen that the demographics are very close to where I'm doing best. And so I want to expand in that area, run these types of ads there. So it's been working out fantastically, spending less money, making more money, and you know, filling the pipeline like you can't even believe. Because to me, there's value in lists. You know, we've created a list of name, phone numbers, and email addresses for people, and there's value. It may not be today. They may not call me for 3 or 4 months, but down the road, I may get some interaction for them. You know, that just happened the other day. Seller prospect came in. They came into our pipeline 4 months ago. Never answered our calls, never replied to our emails. All of a sudden, one day I got an email, said, hey, I've been getting your emails and your letters in the mail and things like that. You know, I'm thinking about selling my home. Can you come over and sit down with me and talk to me about the process? Sure. See, there's value in that. You have to have the systems and processes in place, though, to nurture and develop that lead.
Yeah, I mean, all the big internet marketers, they say that your list is your biggest asset, like building a list. And that is also, you know, one of those concepts that isn't well known necessarily in the real estate world, or maybe with some agents who are doing the more old school style of marketing. But yeah, having that list that you can email to and engage with and hopefully get more business from in the future is gold.
Well, yeah, I can tell you this. We did we did actually a mailer campaign to a list of renters in the market area. And we spent it was about a dollar a mailer. So 2,500 mailers, $2,500. And we got back, I think, 12 or 13 leads out of $2,500. Mm-hmm. So do that math.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? The math isn't that good at all.
No.
So that's why I say, you know, now we're getting conversions under $3. Is a lot different than the, you know, the 12 that we got up $2,500. So, You know, the real thing is understanding you as a real estate agent. If you're a single agent out there, your objective should be to get as many leads as you possibly can through. First, build good systems and processes, then get as many leads as you can and get comfortable because you're going to be on the phone a lot until you hire some help.
Yeah, I hope everyone was writing that down. That's the big takeaway, I think, from
yeah.
this.
I mean, we went, the way we've developed to where we're at now is through systems and processes. You know, having systems in place and especially going outside of our marketplace to find those systems, to find those processes. I can tell you some of my biggest, you know, tools that I use in my business, not even from real estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, you've given us a lot of information today. I want to be respectful of your time. So just to, I guess, to kind of circle back here, you know, what advice would you give to new agents who are just getting started with this system?
Well, first off, it's not even worth your, I don't want to say it's not worth your time. If you didn't make the jump into getting a branded, a less branded, and an HDX, you need to really reconsider that because all of them work into conjunction together. My branded is the place people go in and find me and validate that I am a real life person. And I use it on all my fully branded page or fully branded advertising. Because as soon as I get an internet lead in, I fully brand myself. Nothing is incognito. Everything is fully branded and it always leads them back to my page, to my fully branded, you know, success website. Then from there, the ads are all run between the HDX and the less branded page. Those are the two areas where prospects are going, where you're going to send prospects out there from the internet to go and inquire for more information. See, they don't think it's a real estate agent page because your junk is not all over it. They feel a little more confident. Hey, you know, this doesn't seem like a realtor's page. You know, I feel a little bit more confident giving my information. So they all work together. They all have a purpose. So don't think you can get away with just getting one. I mean, it'll only do you so well. If you want to take a huge leap in your business, you want to go to the next level in your business, start making six and seven figures, you need everything. So that would be my recommendation. I can't tell you how many agents that I still talk to that maybe have a branded success website page or branded and less branded, no HDX. I'm like, you guys got to get it all because you either, you know, it all works in conjunction.
All right. Good stuff. Good stuff, man. Well, thanks so much for your time. And, you know, we look forward to getting you more leads, branching out to new markets and taking over.
All right.
Taking
well,
over
Orange
County.
Appreciate you having me this morning.
All right. You're welcome. We'll talk soon.
Talk to you
okay?
later.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.